राम। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 28। अव्यक्तो यमचिन्त्यो यमविकार्यो यमुच्यते तस्माद्देवं विदित्वैनम् नानुशोचितुमर्हसि। This soul is unmanifest, inscrutable and immutable. Therefore, knowing it as such, you should not grieve. Comment. Avyaktoyam. The soul, unlike a body, is unmanifest because it cannot be perceived by any one of the senses. Achintyoyam. Mind and intellect, etc., cannot be perceived by senses, but they are thinkable. But this soul is inscrutable. Avikaryo yamuchyate. The soul is immutable. That is, it does not undergo any change while matter is changing all the time. The cause of the entire creation is matter. That causative nature is subject to change. The soul is beyond any change as it is transcendental. In the 24th and 25th verses, Lord Krishna has described the soul by giving 8 adjectives of negation and 4 adjectives of affirmation. But the fact is that it cannot be described in words, because how can tongue illumine the soul, which is an illuminator of the tongue, etc.? Therefore, this realization about the soul is its real description. Tasma devam vidittvainam nanu shochitum arhasi. Thus, by knowing, realizing the soul as uncleavable, incombustible, unmanifest, everlasting, and immutable, etc., one cannot grieve. End of chapter 2, verse 25. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.